This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how closed doors will always precede our open doors. So recently, I was in the hair salon, and I noticed a lady distributing a book that she had recently published. She happened to be sitting under the dryer next to me, so as a fellow author, I had the chance to ask her a few questions. And when I turned her book over to read the description, I noticed that her book was published by a major publisher. But she shared that she had shopped her manuscript to multiple agencies and was told no 13 times before the 14th company offered her a deal. And I thought for a moment about her story, and it was a common one of perseverance. But what I saw and appreciated is that there always seems to be a pattern of no preceding our yes. And when I turn to the scriptures, I think about Hannah, who was barren and prayed constantly for a child. But for years, Hannah's prayers went unanswered. Hannah persisted, though, and one day she was in the temple crying profusely to God, such to the point that one of the priests even thought she was drunk. Even though Hannah had heard no for years, when she heard yes, it was a resounding yes, because she not only had one child, but she had five, and one of her sons was the first prophet of Israel. So let us cling to these words the next time we need to persevere through our no's to get to yes. Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. James 1:12. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, embrace your next no, knowing that you're one step closer to yes.